Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I am a leadership, career, and personal brand coach. And my mission is to impact 100,000 people's careers trajectory beyond what they thought possible. Why? Because I am passionate about helping you to realize what is truly possible for you when it comes to your career and your life. How do I do this? Through harnessing your leadership potential. I coach high achieving, ambitious, and driven mid to senior level professionals, typically working in the technology industry, who are looking for promotion, peak performance, and a standout personal brand, all while showing up as the best version of themselves. But this is what I call life leadership. So today we're going to dive straight in to today's topic, because I have a lot that I want to share with you. And the topic for today is why effective communication matters for your career advancement. And here's the thing with this: effective verbal and non-verbal communication cannot be overlooked when it comes to advancing your career. So first, I want to explore with you today why mastering your communication is crucial for your career advancement, in terms of being able to position yourself to secure that next promotion, to be seen as a leader or having that leadership potential, and so forth. And also, what I will do today is to outline for you my five top strategies for achieving success. So what are the benefits, I guess? What are the reasons for working on and developing your communication? And here, the thing with this, by the way, is it's an ongoing process. It's not a case of, oh yeah, I'm great, that's it, don't need to think about it. It's something you can always be learning, developing, improving, and honing. So what are the benefits of effective communication? The first one is building rapport and influence. Why is that important? Because within the workplace, it's essential to be able to connect with others, because it enables collaboration and teamwork. Not only that, it's the ability to build rapport with others, as well as influence, a core leadership skill, influencing your colleagues, your clients, and your stakeholders. This is essential when it comes to wanting to take on more responsibility and step into leadership roles. So for example, whether you're pitching a new idea, perhaps you're leading a one-to-one or a team meeting, maybe negotiating a deal with a prospective client, your ability to build that rapport, to articulate your thoughts clearly and persuasively, make all the difference in gaining the buy-in from others, and as well as driving results. And it comes back to that know, like, and trust factor. And a big part of that comes from building that rapport and that influence. The second reason I want to share is about enhancing your leadership presence. And this is something, if you've joined me before live or you listen to my podcast, you will have heard me talk about this often. Your presence, your non-verbal communication, because presence isn't just about what you say. It's about how you say it. And we're talking here about both your tonality, which comprises 38% of your communication, as well as your physiology. In other words, things like your body language. And that comprises 55% of our communication. This is important to remember. Why? Because often people overlook this and believe that it's about the words that we use and what we say, which will which will form that first impression for other people. When the reality is, the body language, the physiology, the way that you carry yourself, your demeanor, is what is forming that impression for others. And I talked about this at length last week on my live. So do head out and check that out if that's something that you want to look into and understand even more. So when we talk about enhancing your leadership presence, we're talking here about not just the words, but how you communicate. In other words, your communication style, your tonality, the demeanor, conveying confidence and certainty in yourself and having authority and credibility in what you are saying. All of these are attributes for effective leaders. So you really want to slow down and check in with yourself in terms of how you're showing up and what you can do to improve upon that and to be even better. And you want to be able to command, coming back to the words, you want to be able to command the attention through your words, and therefore looking at the overall communication, the tonality and the physiology can enable you to do that, because here is where you can then establish yourself as a compelling and influential leader within your team and within your organization. The third benefit is fostering collaboration and innovation, and often we have cross-functional collaboration across a business or multiple businesses, as well, of course, as innovation. And these are essential for success, and communication here plays a key role. So why is that? Well, think about when we're looking to facilitate ideas, share new sort of innovative ideas, maybe exchanging problem solving solutions and helping each other out. And you want here, when you're collaborating, when you're innovating together, when you're building those relationships, it's important to be able to communicate clearly and concisely. And this also enables you to foster a culture of open dialogue and transparency, which is really, really important, again, for creating trust. Here is where, when we're communicating in that way from a collaborative point of view, when we're all on the same page, when we're all working towards the same goals, this is where we get to create that real connection and that trust amongst your teams. It's where diverse perspectives can be shared openly, and you can seek to understand other people's perspectives and not just shut them down or disregard them. And often collaboration is where the great innovative ideas emerge. So collaboration and innovation is a huge benefit of effective communication. The fifth benefit is being able to navigate complex situations, particularly with diplomacy. Because as you progress into leadership roles or management roles and taking on responsibility, particularly for other people, this is where you're more likely to encounter those complex or those sensitive situations. And they require adept communication skills. And here, for example, we think delivering constructive feedback. How can you do that without having someone take it personally? How can you do it in a way that's constructive, that has them wanting to grow, to develop and receive that feedback well? Think about resolving conflicts. How can you approach that if you don't have effective, concise communication skills? What about navigating organizational change, something that's occurring everywhere on an ongoing basis? It changes is just you know, non-negotiable. So how do you navigate that effectively with your colleagues, with your teams, with your leadership? And here's where communicating diplomatically and empathetically, with understanding, with compassion, is essential for maintaining that trust or building trust if needs be, as well as creating a level of morale across teams and some extent harmony as well. So again, thinking about the different aspects of responsibilities that you have within your role, and particularly as you step up into more leadership roles, there's extensive benefits to be had by continually honing your communication skills. And finally, the fifth benefit I want to share with you is the building trust and credibility. Because trust is, as you are very aware, the cornerstone of effective leadership. Building trust amongst your peer group, your superiors, your subordinates, when it comes to effective leadership. And it plays a pivotal role, communication, to building that trust, that openness, that credibility. And by delivering on your promises, for example, and communicating transparently, being open and demonstrating integrity in the words, what you say, and following through on that, in other words, your actions, all of this will earn you that respect and that loyalty of those around you, which again fosters that culture of trust within your organization. Wouldn't that be a great place to be? So what I'd like to share with you now is some top strategies for mastering effective communication. And again, 5 points I'd like to share with you. The first one is active listening. And you might be thinking, well, that's not about me communicating, but actually this is about how effective communication begins. It begins with active listening because you fully engage with others. You're present to them. You're not thinking about, what am I cooking for dinner or what am I doing at the weekend? You're fully present with someone and actively listening to what they are sharing. Seek to understand their perspectives. As I said earlier, we don't want to be just knocking them down and disregarding. Be open to seeking to understand other people's perspectives and where they're coming from. Why do they have that point of view? And empathize with their experiences. And by practicing this, by practicing that attentive listening during conversations and in meetings, and also in presentations, enables you to focus not only on the words being spoken, but also the underlying intentions and the emotions of what is being shared. And if needs be, if you're unclear, ask for clarification and demonstrate genuine interest in other people's ideas and messages, because this not only enhances your understanding, but again, also fosters that trust and builds rapport. The second strategy is communicating with clarity and conciseness, because we're all experiencing information overload today. And this is where the clarity and the conciseness comes in and is paramount, is because it can make such a difference to how we process that information. So when communicating, you want to be looking to communicate your message succinctly and avoid the use of jargon and unnecessary complexity. Keep it really simple so people can quickly understand and quickly process the information that you're sharing. So think about a presentation or in a meeting, you want to organize your thoughts logically. So have a structure in mind and use clear language, simple language that people understand quickly. And remember to articulate your key points with that confidence and with conviction. The third strategy is confidence and poise, and this comes back to your presence. This is foundational when it comes to exuding confidence in your communication. So you want to cultivate a confident and poised demeanor. Remember, body language, your posture, holding your head up, having your shoulders back, all of those small things that are incredibly effective. So whether you are in formal presentations or you're in a meeting, or maybe it's simply a casual conversation in the office at the water cooler, at the coffee machine, whatever it might be, projecting confidence involves maintaining strong eye contact. It's about speaking with a clear and steady voice and using that assertive body language. In other words, having that certainty within yourself in your demeanor. Remember, it's not about what you say, it's how you see it. It's about the holistic aspect of your communication. So think about if you're someone who gets nervous before speaking up, whether it's in a meeting or in a presentation, think about breathing. This sounds so simple, but it is incredibly effective, is to take 3 long, deep breaths. Because when you do that, it relaxes the muscles in your body. It alleviates the tension, which is causing that anxiety and that stress. And will have you feeling more grounded, more relaxed, and more in control when it comes to sharing your message. Also, if it helps, visualize. If you've got a big presentation coming up, Visualize that presentation. Visualize yourself in front of your audience delivering a compelling, a concise and articulate presentation, people fully engaged and wanting to hear more and interacting with you. Both the breathing and the visualization will also help in high pressure situations. So if you've got a difficult conversation coming up or a meeting that you're running where you've got to provide significant input, all of these are tools that can help you. And remember, confidence is contagious. When you show up with confidence, others will gravitate towards you. They will want to listen to you. They will want to hear what you have to say, and it inspires respect and it inspires trust amongst colleagues. The fourth strategy is adaptability and flexibility. Why? Because people receive information in different ways, right? So some people are, for example, particularly at a more senior level, they want information at a high level. They just want the summary version. Then they can ask questions if they're interested, if they have the time to understand the detail. However, when you're maybe communicating to a peer or a member of your team, you may need to be going into more detail and think about how that person processes information. And this comes from observation and understanding what lands, what resonates better for individuals. So communication preferences can vary amongst people. So this is where the flexibility and the adaptability comes in. So whether, for example, you're communicating with technical experts or senior executives or across functional teams, this is where you want to adapt your language, your tone and your content to be able to resonate with the people in front of you and be able to maximize the impact and the messaging. So you want to then develop the ability to engage across diverse stakeholders, in other words, and navigate those dynamics. So here, what you want to be thinking about is, does this person or these people, do they require the detail or do they simply want a high level synopsis? But be ready with the detail. If there's someone who just wants high level all the time, always understand the detail behind that, because they may start asking you questions about it and digging deeper. Also think about, is that person data driven? Is all about data and facts? Or are they somebody requiring more of a universal experience, a universal example or an experience to relate back to what you are either educating them, teaching them or sharing with them? Do they like practical examples or visual examples? So think about, if it's visual, maybe have draw a diagram out or on a whiteboard, on a piece of paper or on your whiteboard online. If there's someone who's more visual in their learning, or think about practical examples, and you will start to pick this up as you engage more with people and they'll ask questions. You'll start to recognize their processing of information in terms of those questions that they ask you. And then the fifth strategy is continuous learning and feedback. So as I said earlier, this is an area that we can continually improve upon and develop and hone. There's always more we can learn when it comes to communication. So it's an ongoing journey of self-improvement and of growth. So my invitation to you is to seek out opportunities for putting yourself in that uncomfortable position, whether it is delivering a short presentation to a team or to a wider audience. Think about workshops and maybe look at public speaking courses or hiring a professional speaker coach who can enable you to hone your skills. And also seek feedback. So any opportunity you have, whether it's in the workplace or maybe it's in something you're involved in outside of work where you get to deliver public speaking, then think about who in the room can you ask for constructive feedback. Who is it? Maybe it's a mentor, perhaps it's a work colleague, but somebody who will be objective and identify areas where you can improve or refine your communication. And here's a thing that I also want to share with you here that is really, really important, is that sometimes we will believe that actually, no, we're really good at presenting and delivering in meetings and so forth because we do it all the time and nobody challenges us or gives us feedback, negative feedback. And so because maybe we're really confident at it, we think we're great. There's always, always room for improvement. And I'm sharing this from experience, not only for myself of being in a situation where I'm constantly learning and developing and honing my own skills, but also with clients that I have worked with on this. And when we start to really like break down the different aspects of communication, of presenting, public speaking, and I share the strategies that go a lot deeper than what I have today to explain how you can be more engaging, how you can get feedback and participation and have people fully focus and engage in what you're saying and not zoning out and scrolling their phones or checking their emails. It can make all of the difference, the impact in a presentation. And there's small things that can easily be overlooked. So as I said, this is an area for constant development, improvement, and honing your skills. Any questions you have on what I've shared today, then do please pop them in the comments. If you're looking on replay, then hashtag replay, tag me into your questions, and I will come back and respond to them accordingly. But my biggest invite for you today from this is to take the opportunities where you can to really work on practicing, developing, and improving on your communication skills. And embrace that constructive feedback that I mentioned. Embrace that with a growth mindset, with humility, and looking, okay. And of course, remembering that people have different perceptions of how much you can improve or how good you were. So be objective with the feedback, but look at it from a growth mindset perspective and view any opportunities to communicate, any challenging opportunities, as an opportunity to grow, to improve, to develop. And remember, the biggest aspects or benefits here of effective communication is building that rapport, influencing stakeholders, which will propel you further forward when it comes to advancing your career, if you're in a good place to influence the people around you, and also inspiring trust, which is a core value and a core trait of an effective leader. So if you're looking to advance your career and to be a standout leader, I invite you to really take a step back and look at what it is you can do to improve when it comes to your communication style. And remember, finally, it's not just about the words, something that so many people believe my communication is just about what I say. It is about how you say it. It's about connecting with people, engaging with people, influencing them, and making an impact. Again, any questions that you have, do please pop them in the comments and I will come back and answer them for you. I hope you've taken some value from today's live. Until next time, I invite you to remember to harness your potential, to elevate your performance, and to strive towards growth. In other words, pursue that next role, that next promotion, that next opportunity, and take yourself out of that comfort zone, because that's where the growth happens. It's about getting comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.